The fifth book of the Bible is called Deuteronomy.
那么圣经的第五本书呢是申命记。
And it is after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness.
那么是以色列的百姓他们在旷野走了40年之后。
The children of Israel were about to go into the promised land.
他们就要进入神的应许之地了。
And so Moses wrote Deuteronomy.
那么这里摩西呢写了这个申命记。
And Deuteronomy summarizes the history of those 40 years.
那么这个申命记里面记载了呢过去40年当中所有的历史。
And、more importantly, Deuteronomy summarizes a lot of the covenant of God with Israel.
那么在申命记当中也记录了很多神给以色列百姓当中他们的之间的一个应许和盟约。
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 7,
那么在申命记的第七章
Can I just have a little bit louder, please, so I can hear myself?
Mine's too loud.
Is she too loud or am I too not loud enough? Okay, yeah? Okay. Just a little bit more for me. Okay. So we read here in verse 6, For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the people who are on the face of the earth.
因为这里申命记上七章第六节说因为你是属于耶和华你神圣的子民耶和华你的神从地面上的万民中拣选你做自己宝贵的子民。
Today I want to talk about God choosing us.
今天我跟大家分享的讯息是神拣选我们。
Although the scripture was written concerning about Israel,
虽然我们读到这个经文讲的是当时对神拣选以色列的百姓。
And we know that the Holy Spirit is the one who inspired Moses to write the scriptures.
我们也知道所有的这些圣经呢都是神默示人所写出来的。
So when you read the scripture, the Holy Spirit actually is talking to us.
所以当我们今天读到这个经文的时候圣灵在借着这个经文对我们说话。
Even though it's talking to Israel,
尽管那个背景好像是在对以色列的子民所说。
It's actually talking to us as well.
但今天我们读到的时候也是对你我们说的。
So, when the Holy Spirit writes the Bible, inspires the writing of the Bible, he has you and me in mind.
所以当圣灵来默示这些作者写下这些文字的时候也是在思想着我们所写下的。
So if you want to hear from God, read the Bible.
所以如果你想听神的声音那么就要读神的话语。
If you don't read the Bible, don't expect to hear God.
如果我们不读神的话语的话你很难期待可以听到神的声音。
Amen. People go to church to try and hear a prophetic word.
很多时候人去到教会呢想听一些先知预言性的话语。
No, you read the Bible.
但是其实更重要的我们要读神的话语圣经。
You don't read the Bible, you don't expect to hear God.
如果你不读圣经的话你不要期盼你会听到神的声音。
If you read the Bible, you will hear God talking to you.
如果我们读神的话语我们就一定能听到神对我们所说的话。
Even when you're reading, Deuteronomy was written to Israel, in fact, the Holy Spirit is talking to you.
所以这好像申命记一样虽然当时是圣灵好像神在对他的以色列百姓说但是今天也是在对你我而说的。
And so we read this again, bearing in mind, God is talking to you.
让我们再读一遍经文，试着这句话是对你我而说的。
He said, for you are a people holy to the Lord your God.
这里说你是属于耶和华，你神神圣的子民。
We are holy people.
我们是神圣洁的子民。
Holy doesn't mean you are sinless.
这里讲圣洁并不说我们无罪。
No, holy means to be set apart.
圣洁是让我们被分别开来
Set apart for special use
我们被神分别开来有一个特别的用处
So God set us apart from the rest of the world
所以神把我们与世界其他的民族从当中分别出来
So that we become holy people
所以我们被称为神圣洁的子民
Like when you set aside 2 weeks of your year We call it holiday
所以就好像我们把一年当中我们两周的时间我们分别开来作为我们休息的日子我们称为度假
it's,
那个 holiday,
holy days
是分别开来的一个圣洁的日子
Amen? That's why it's called holiday It's holy days
所以好像英文讲那个度假的英文字好像圣洁的日子
It's not because it's special, it's because you set it aside to go on holiday.
并不说这些日子有什么特别，而是说你把这个日子和其他的日子分别开来。
So we become special because God sets us aside.
因为神把我们分别开来，说我们是神特别的子民。
And God is holy because He is different from all others.
那么我们的神也是圣洁的神，因为他跟其他所有的神是分别开来的。
And He said, The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for His treasure possession.
他说神从地面上的万民中拣选你做自己宝贵的子民。
Not only is Israel treasure possession, but we are too.
我们不光是说以色列的子民是宝贵的，今天你我也是宝贵的。
And you realize what makes you different, what makes you become a treasure possession.
是什么让我们成为这个宝贵的子民呢？
Out of all the people of the earth.
在这地上的万民当中，为什么我们成为宝贵呢？
So today, you are special because God has chosen you.
我们今天特别是因为神拣选了我们。
As His special people.
神拣选我们，让我们成为他特别的子民。
Treasured.
成为他的宝贵。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you do with your treasures at home?
我们如果家中有很珍贵的东西，你会怎么处理呢？
You separate it out from the rest.
你会把跟你家里其他的物品分别开来。
And you make it special.
然后对你来说是非常珍贵的、宝贵的。
When you open your wardrobe, you have a special dress.
那么在你的衣柜当中有一件你很特别的衣服。
A special suit.
一套很特别的西装。
You set that aside.
你把这件东西因为宝贵，所以把它分别开来。
It's your holy dress.
是你很圣洁的衣裳。
And your holy suit.
也是你圣洁的西装。
Reserved for a special purpose.
把这个东西保留来做特别的用处。
So therefore, that's our identity.
所以就明白我们真正的一个身份。
God sees us special.
是在神眼中我们是宝贵的、特别的。
Different from the rest of the people on earth.
跟地上的其他人的万民是不同的。
Because we have received Jesus Christ.
是因为我们领受耶稣为我们的救主。
Cleansed by His blood.
我们被耶稣的宝血所洁净。
Adopted as His children.
我们成为神的儿女。
When we become His children, we are special.
当我们成为神的儿女的时候，我们就变成特别的子民了。
And don't forget that you are special.
所以一定不要忘记了，我们是特别的。
This is the exact opposite of the message that most young people receive on the internet.
这也是跟当今社会当中很多年轻在网络上、在世界上所领受的讯息是迥然不同的。
The devil is saying to the young people, if you want to be special, you got to be like this gangster.
可能在魔鬼用各样的社交媒体尝试告诉我们的年轻一代说，如果你想变得特别，那么你就要效仿某某某一个很特别的偶像。
Notice the role models in the world today are bad role models.
看当初很多年轻人当中，他们心目中所谓的偶像和榜样都是一些不好的样式。
But the devil is saying to our young people, if you want to be special, you got to be like that man.
可能魔鬼在对我们的年轻人说，如果你想变得特别，你要成为那个人的样子。
And that man, his behavior is bad, the way he lives his life is bad, the way he treats women is bad.
但是那个男人他的说话，他的行事为人和他对待身边的人的那种行为都很不好的。
And for our daughters, if you want to become somebody significant, you got to be like that particular woman.
所以对女孩子来说，如果你想变得特别，你可能要去效仿某一个好像女明星那种样式。
In order to be special.
为了让自己变成特别。
You see, God choose us.
但是我们知道神拣选我们。
You see, why did he what it says here in verse 7? Why did God choose Israel? Why did God choose us?
为什么神会拣选以色列子民？为什么神会拣选我们呢？
He says here,It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set His love on you and chose you, for you were a fewest of all peoples.
这里第七节说，耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数比任何的民族多，其实你们的人数在各民族中是最少的。
You see, God chose us not because we are clever.
神拣选我们并不是因为我们比别人更聪明。
Not because we do well.
并不是可能我们更能干。
Not because we behave well.
并不是我们的行为举止很好。
Although that's how the world will measure each person, whether you do well at school, whether you behave well, whether you're born in a rich family.
可能 这恰恰是这个世界来衡量我们的一个标准，是不是有好的学历，你的出生背景是不是好，或者你的能力是不是才干各方面 很优秀。
You see, we put value on people based on what they do and what they inherit.
很多时候我们靠这个人他的行为和他的家族的背景 来判断他是不是很好。
And if you are not clever, the teacher doesn't even know your name.
如果你在学校里面你不够聪明，跟老师连你的名字都记不住。
You become invisible.
可能在老师的眼中，大家的眼中，你都是不存在的。
And so there are a lot of invisible people in this world.
所以在这个世界上，很多人没有存在感。
And the invisible people do not see value in themselves.
对那些觉得没有存在感的人，他们在他们自我价值也很低。
Did God choose us because of how good we are or how rich we are?
神拣选我们是因为我们很厉害，或者是我们很富有吗？
God says to Israel.I chose you not because there's lots of you. In fact, there are hardly any of you.
神对以色列子民说，我拣选你并不是因为你们人数多，相反你们人数是最少的。
You are the smallest of all countries.
你是众多国家当中最小的那一族人。
So why did God choose Israel?
但是为什么神非要拣选他们呢？
Why did God choose you and me?
为什么今天神也拣选你和我呢？
In verse 8, he says,
在第八节说，
But it is because the Lord loves you.
因耶和华爱你们。
God chose us because He loves you.
神拣选你我是因为他爱我们。
That's the only reason.
这是唯一的理由。
Because He loves you.
因为他爱我们。
God loves me.
神爱我。
Amen.
Amen.
That's all it is.
这就是关乎一切。
Because He loves you.
因为他爱你。
And it's.Keeping the oath that the swore to your fathers.
又因要守他向你们的列祖所起的誓。
See, God chose us because He loves us.
神拣选我们是因为他爱我们。
And if you have Christian parents, it's because your parents have been praying for you.
很多如果我们的父母是基督徒的，是因为你们父母在神面前的代祷。
Because God has kept a covenant.
是神遵守了他所起的盟约。
You see that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
耶和华就用大能的手领你们出来，救赎你脱离为奴之家，脱离埃及王法老的手。
You see, God loves us, right? Because He wants to rescue us from what? From death.
神爱我们是因为他用他来拯救我们脱离死亡。
From sin.
从罪恶当中脱离出来。
That's why without God, life is a destruction.
所以如果我们的生命中没有神，就是一片，
Separated、
就好像灾难一样。
From God, we don't even understand why we exist.
就真的是与神分离开来，我们连我们活在这个世上的意义都不知道。
Separated from God is actually separating from your very purpose of existence.
当我们跟神分离开来的时候，其实与神造我们在这个世上的一个目的也分别开来。
Without God, our lives makes no sense.
我们的生命中离开了神，一切都不存在意义了。
Is the evolution makes no sense?
那么就是进化呢，其实没有任何的意义。
Why do I exist by being a random piece of evolution?
为什么我因为这个进化让我存活在这个世界呢？
But we are more than just a physical body.
我们活在这个世上并不只是一个肉身而活着。
We all have a soul.
我们有我们的魂。
And that soul is made in the image of God.
我们这个魂是照着神的样式而造的。
Without parents, our lives doesn't make sense.
如果没有父母的话，我们的生命也不会存在。
Where do I come from?
就会说我是从哪里来的呢？
Why am I here?
为什么我会在这个世上呢？
As soon as your parents stand next to you, your life then makes sense.
当我们的父母站在我们身边的时候，好像让我们的生命也变得有意义。
There is a reason why you exist.
我们每个人活在这个世上都有意义的。
It's because your parents gave birth to you.
是因为你的父母把你生在这个世上。
But without God, what is the purpose of my life?
但是如果离开了神，我们生命的意义、目的是什么呢？
You see, two of the most often asked questions to me in church is one.What is the plan of God for my life?
我在教会当中最常被人问到两个问题，其中一个就是我人生的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of my life?
我人生的目的到底是什么？
You see, without God, nothing makes sense.
如果离开了神，我们生命中发生了很多事情都觉得很难去明白。
I know why I exist because my parents gave birth to me. But what is my purpose then?
可能你说我降生在这个世上是因为我的父母把我生下来，那么倒是我生下来活在这个世上的目的是什么呢？
And when we are lost in that question, we don't see the value, we don't see the reason, we just see ourselves as a number. If we die, nobody notice.
如果我们离这个问题我们没有答案的话，那么我们的存在就不复意义了，我们存在只是一个加成为一个数字而已。
And so all over the world, people are lookingblindly, why do I exist? What is the purpose of my life?
所以在世上大家世人都很盲目的去寻求为什么我要存在这个世上，我活在这个世上的目的是什么。
But shame to say, we believers have the same question.
但是很遗憾的是作为基督徒我们好像也曾经有这样的问题。
Although we have Jesus, and yet we still don't know what is the plan of God in my lifeAnd what is the purpose of my life?
作为基督徒，很多时候我们虽然我们有耶稣基督在我们的生命当中，我们却在这个问题上很迷失，说为什么我的生命的意义是什么？我生命的目的是什么？
See, God is more than willing for us to know.
神是多么迫切的让我们知道他在我们生命中的这个计划。
Because He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
He separated us out for a purpose.
他把我们分别开来视为有一个特别的用
处。And we are valuable to him.
并且我们在神眼中是宝贝的。
And God can use us for something in this life.
神可以在这个世上可以使用我们为着一个特殊的目的。
And when we come into the context of God, when we come into God, our lives suddenly become alive. We realize, why do I get up in the morning?
所以当我们的生命有神的介入的时候，一切会变得有意义。
Amen.
Amen.
But first of all, before we even begin to understand, or answer those questions, we must establish in our hearts that God loves me.
所以在我们解决那所有那些疑惑，我们那些问题之前，我们必须要明白一点很重要，是神爱我们。
Everybody else is lying to you. They say nobody loves you. God doesn't love you. It's a lie. God loves me.
所以就算尽管身边可能有人对你说没有人爱你，或者神也不在乎你不爱你的时候，其实这是一个极大的谎言。
The world is trying to lie to you.
这个世界尝试来欺骗我们。
People are trying to tell you answers.
好像世人想告诉我们一些问题的答案。
But we can only trust what the Bible tells you.
但是我们真的只有相信圣经所告诉我们的答案。
Only God is the one that does not lie to you.
只有神是那一位不会欺骗我们的神。
Have you not found out even the closest people sometimes lie to you?
大家有没有过这样的经历？就算我们最亲密的朋友，我们的闺蜜，可能都会有欺骗我们、背叛我们的神。
Some of us are carrying scars is because people lie to you.
很多时候，我们生命中有很多的伤痛，是因为我们被人欺骗过。
Especially when we get married, your partner say, "For sick or for poor."We will never be apart.
好像在我们结婚的时候，我们做那个结婚的宣言誓言，说不管是贫穷或是疾病，都不会让我们分开。
We make all kinds of promises when we get married.
当我们结婚的时候，我们有各种各样的宣言和誓言宣誓。
But we lie to each other.
但是在接下来的日子当中，我们互相的欺骗。
Am I not right?
我难道不对吗？
Am I talking nonsense?
我讲的大家
Am I offending anybody?
我是不是有冒犯到谁呢？
If you're offended today, good.
如果你今天有被我冒犯到，其实是一个好事。
Because the truth will offend us.
因为真理会真的会冒犯到我们。
But only the truth will make changes for us.
但是只有真理能改变我们的生命。
That's why when we read the Bible, sometimes the Bible offends us.
所以就好像很多时候我们读圣经的时候，神的话语也会冒犯到我们。
Sometimes truth hurts.
看到一些真理的时候觉得哇好像很刺痛。
Amen. I'd rather someone tell me the truth than tell me a lie.
我宁愿与其告诉我撒谎，对我撒谎，我宁愿他告诉我真相，事实。
The truth is, God loves me.
所以那个真理就是，真相也是，神爱我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everyone say, God loves me.
我们每个人说，神爱我。
Say again, God loves me.
我们再对自己说，神爱我。
Hallelujah. The only reason why He chose you.It's because He loves you.
神拣选我们唯一的原因是因为他爱我们。
Not because of what He is, not because of what you can do or how talented you are. It's purely because God loves you.
并不是因为我们多么厉害或者我们做了什么，就只是单单因为他爱我们这一点。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So therefore, in verse 9, it says, Know therefore that the Lord your God is God.The faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandment to 1,000 generations.
第九节说，所以你知道耶和华你的神，他是神，是信实的神，他向爱他守他诫命的人守约施慈爱直到千代。
He said, No, therefore.
他说，所以。
If you know that God loves you,
如果我们知道神爱我们这个真理
The next thing you need to know,
那么接下来我们要知道什么
is who your God is.
就是要知道你的这位神是谁
And our God is a faithful God.
我们的神是信实的神
Our God is a good God.
我们的神是慈爱的神
Our God can do no evil.
我们在我们神里面没有任何的恶出来
Because He is good.
因为他是良善的
Evil is not in part of His nature.
在他的本性当中没有恶。
No matter how angry God is,
不管我们觉得我们的神多么的愤怒的时候
，People blame him for the wrongs of the world, but God is not the author of any evil.
很多人他们为世上发生了很多的不好的事情来埋怨神，但是神并不是这一切恶的源头。
Because evil is not part of his nature.
因为神的本性当中没有任何的恶。
God does good because He is good.
神对我们好是因为他的本性就是良善的。
Amen. So, Moses is saying to Israel, is saying to us, if you know that God loves you, you need to know who your God is.
所以摩西对以色列百姓说，也是对今天的你我说，如果知道神爱我们，那么我们要认识我们这位神。
Not all gods are the same.
不是所有的神都是一样的。
Because they're all other gods are not gods.
因为所有的其他的神都不是真正的神。
Only God is God.
因为只有耶和华神是我们的神。
And the Bible tells us that God is Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，这一位神就是我们的耶稣基督。
We call God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们称为我们的圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.
And he says here that the faithful God, faithful.
他这里说信实的神信实的神
We may not be faithful but he is faithful to us
很多虽然我们无信但是神仍然是可信的
You see not only is he faithful to you and me he's faithful to your children
神不光是对你我信实他并要对我们的子孙后代也信实
God is not only good to you he's good to your, he's good to your children
神不光是对你我信实对我们的孩子也会信实
To 1,000 generations
他说他是慈爱直到千代。
That's how good God is.
这就是我们的神多么的好。
Amen.
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 And that's why he says he's a faithful God.
所以说他是信实的神。
Why is it that God is faithful to us?
为什么神他对我们信实呢?
Because he is faithful to the covenant that he has with us.
因为是他要遵守他向我们的列祖所起的誓。
What is that covenant?
他所向我们所起的这个誓，这个盟约是什么呢
On the cross, Jesus died for us. He had a new covenant with God.
当耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，他跟父神之前为我们立了一个新的盟约。
A better covenant.
一个更好的约。
A covenant that's able to forgive you for your sins.
在这个约当中，我们的罪得赦免。
A covenant that enabled God to adopt us as children.
这个盟约当中，我们被神收养为他的儿女。
A covenant that gives life to us.
在这个盟约当中，我们领受生命。
And that's why when we die, life still is in us.
所以当我们的肉身死去的时候，我们里面仍有基督的生命。
That's why when Christians die, you only die in the flesh. Your soul goes to heaven. You live forever.
所以当我们肉身死去的时候，我们的魂也会去到永恒当中。
And that's the promise of God.
这是神给我们的应
许。Not because of what you have done.
也并不是因为你我所做的。
It's because of the covenant that Jesus have with God.
是因为耶稣基督与父所立的这个新的盟约。
Isn't it wonderful?
是不是多么美好啊
?That Jesus, He has a covenant with God that is given to us free of charge.
耶稣基督作为我们这个盟约的中保，他免费的赐给了我们。
Amen. That's why you read this again. And therefore, know therefore that the Lord your God is God.
这里我们再读一遍，所以你知道耶和华你的神他是神。
You see the emphasis.
大家有没有看到这个重点在这里，强调
的重点。 The faithful God who keeps covenant and the steadfast love which with those who love him and keep his commandment to a thousand generations.
他是信实的神，他向爱他守他诫命的人守约施慈爱直到千代。
All God wants from us.
神想让从你我这边得到什么？
Is to hold on to that covenant of Jesus that He's given to us.
就是让我们紧紧抓住耶稣基督所赐给我们这个新的盟约。
Don't be a Christian who abandons God.
不要成为那个遗弃神的基督徒。
When life is a little bit hard.
当我们生命中遇到小小的挫折的时候。
When God's answer to prayer is delayed.
当我们神对我们的祷告的回应稍稍有拖延的时候，
Be a faithful child of God.
让我们成为这个信实的神的信实的儿女。
Because He is faithful to you and me.
因为他对你我来说也是很信实的神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And God, over time, will sort out our lives.
神会一点一点的把我们的生命改变。
He will sort out the enemies of our lives.
他会解决当我们生命当中很多的仇敌。
Verse 10 says, and repays to their face those who hate him by destroying them. He will not be slack with one who hates him. He will repay him to his face.
第十节说，向恨他的人，他必当面报应，消灭他们。凡恨他的，他必当面报应，绝不迟延。
Amen.
Amen.
What does this mean?
这个什么意思呢？
The world hates God.
当这个世界恨神的时候，
You know, most people are not neutral to God. Not neutral.
很多人他们对神不是保持中立的。
You know, I remember when I first heard the gospel, my reaction was, I'll punch you if you say one more.
我记得我刚刚听到福音的时候，我的反应是很极端的，很愤怒的。
I still remember when I was in college.Somebody told me about Jesus. I turned around and every single word was four letters.
我记得当时我在学校里面有人跟我讲关于耶稣的事情，我给他的回应是非常激烈的。
You talk about being inspired. I tell you, sometimes we can be inspired in foul language.
很多时候我们可能讲了一些不好听的话语是很激烈的。
We can curse people to thousand generations.
我们可能就是那个骂咒诅的话语，那不好听的话语可能把人家祖宗万代都骂完了。
The moment I heard someone tell me about Jesus, I was angry.
当我刚刚听到有人跟我传讲耶稣的时候，我是里面很大的怒气。
All I can do is shut that mouth.
然后我就是想要闭上那个人的嘴。
All I can say, shut up.
然后就是我一直跟他讲说闭嘴闭嘴。
The best reaction from someone is, I don't want to know.
那么对一个人来说，正常的反应说我不想知道这个。
You see, God is very patient with mankind.
神对你我来说是很有忍耐的心。
You see, God has provided a solution to man's problem.
神给我们所有人类给了一个问题解决方法。
You see, all the sin that we commit, all the evil that mankind commit, God is not sitting there doing nothing.
所以我们人所有的罪恶，我们所犯下的罪，神并不是坐在那里
Many people say, if there's a God, why does He allow a lot of suffering?
很多人会说，如果神爱我们，为什么他会允许这么多的不好的事情发生呢？
Because that was my question.
因为这里我曾经也问
过这样的问题。Why are there so many wars?
为什么世上有这么多的征战？
Why are there so many children being killed?
为什么这么多孩子他们被杀？
You see, it's not that God allows it.
其实并不是神允许这些事情发生。
All he has done is delayed his judgment.
神是在推延他的审判。
Because the first time when he acted, he completely destroyed the whole earth by a flood.
所以当神第一次有反应的时候，他用洪水毁灭了这个世
界。That's why every time when we see a rainbow, that's just to say, hey, God is being tolerant.
所以每次我们看到天上的彩虹的时候，其实就是神在对我们说，神在一段的容忍我们。
Amen. God does not mean he's not judging, because everybody, every single person will eventually stand before him.
并不说神不会审判，真的有一天世人都要站在神的面前接受审判。
You're talking about justice. God is a judge. He will not let anybody get away with anything.
我们如果要追求公义的时候，神就是那个审判官。
Life
他不会让任何事情。
Life becomes fair because there is a judgment day for everybody.
当这个有一天有一个在世人都要面对一个审判日的时候，一切就变成公平了。
Sooner or later.He will wrap things up in this earth.
迟早他会把这世界上的一切解决掉。
He said he will have enough is enough. Jesus comes back and that's the end of the earth.
他说够了，一切都够了。那么耶稣基督会再来，那么世上的一切都要结束。
And you and I will be so glad that we're standing with Jesus.
可能你我会非常的很感恩我们与耶稣同在。
Amen. Let's not be so arrogant to challenge God.
我们不要变成很无知的人来挑战神。
Let's love God.
我们来爱神，
because he loves us.
因为神也如此的爱我们。
God does not allow suffering.
神不是神让痛苦发生。
For the sake of it, he does not allow evil.
神不是为了来允许这个恶的事情发生。
It's because he's delaying his judgment.
只是神在推延他的审判。
We call that mercy.
其实我们就会称为神的怜悯。
To give us time.
神给我们有时间来。
To enter into that covenant.
让我们可以快快地进入到这个新的约当中。
So that he can forgive us.
这样他可以赦免我们一切的罪。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we need all our family to enter into that forgiveness.
所以我们希望我们所有的家人也进入到这个盟约当中。
Otherwise, we will fall under his judgment.
如果我们不进入这个盟约的话，我们就会接受神的审判。
God is love, but he's also just.
神是慈爱的神，但是他也是一个审判的神。
Amen.God is scary.
很多时候可觉得很神了，很让人敬畏。
God is very scary.
神是会让人敬畏的神。
Because he's powerful.
如果你知道他多么有能力的话。
He's awesome.
他是非常奇妙可畏的神。
He's big.
神也是很至大的神，至高的神。
Hallelujah. And so with this truth.
当我们认识到这个真理的时候。
We try and address this question.
让我们再来看这个问题。
What is the plan of God in my life?
那么神在你我生命当中的计划是什么呢
？What is the purpose？
那我生命的目的是什么呢
？You see, many times we think, many times people tell us God has a plan for our lives.
很多时候，我们经常会听到有人对我们说，神在我们生命中有美好的计划
，has a purpose for our lives.
有我生命中有美好的目的
，and that's true.
这是对的
，except
除了一点
，whose plan？
除了是这个计划是谁的计划呢？
You see, many people think they can do what they like.
很多人
and they ask God, please bless my plan, which I believe is your plan.
很多时候呢，我们会按照自己的计划来行事，然后我们叫神来祝福我们的计划。我们觉得是哦，神给我们的计划。
If you decide to lead your life without God, your life doesn't make sense.
如果你尝试不要就是按照不要神参与到你的生命当中，按照自己的意愿来过活的话，其实很多时候事情都不可理喻。
Want to live your life for yourself, it doesn't make sense.
如果你想为自己而活的时候，生命中很多东西都说不通。
That's your plan.
因为这是你的计划。
That's not God's plan.
并不是神给你的计划。
What is God's plan?
那么到底神给我们的计划是什么呢？
God only has one plan.
神只有一个计划。
And we all belong to that one plan.
就是你我都属于这个计划当中。
So when you say God has a plan for your life, yes, because I belong to that one plan.
所以当我们说神在我们生命中有个计划，是的，我们每个人都属于这个计划。
So when someone says, "Does God has a plan for me?" Yes, you mean the plan.
如果有人说神对你生命当中有个计划，你说是的，我说的那个唯一的， 不是说任何的计划，是我唯一的计划。
God only has one plan.
神在我你我生命当中只有一个计划。
One plan for all of us.
对你我们所有人都同一个计划。
And that plan is a plan of salvation.
这个计划就是救恩的计划。
And God is asking you and me, do you want to become part of this plan?
神在问你我愿不愿意成为这个计划的一部分。
If you want to be part of this plan, then there is a plan for your life.
如果你想要这个计划成为你的计划，那么你的生命就有一个计划。
Look at the life of Joseph.
我们看看约瑟的生命。
His plan is God's plan, and that plan is the plan of salvation.
他的生命，他的那个计划是神的计划，因为这个计划是一个救赎的计划。
Moses had a plan.God has a plan for him, but that plan is still a plan of salvation.
那么摩西生命中有个计划，那个计划也是属乎救恩的计划。
David, God has a plan for him. He made him king. What was that plan? That plan was still part of salvation.
那么大卫，神在他生命当中有个计划，让他成为以色列君王。那么这个计划也是救恩计划的一部分。
God has a plan for you. He has a plan for me.
神在你的生命当中和我的生命当中都有一个计划。
To participate in that plan of salvation for mankind.
让我们进入到这神为人类所预备的这个救恩的计划当中。
Amen.
Amen.
So God has a plan for me. God has a plan for you. That plan is part of the salvation plan. God has something for you to do. God has something for me to do.
所以神在你的生命当中，在我的生命当中都有这个计划。我们的这个计划都是这个救恩计划的一部分。神让你我有一部分。
See, David only became a king.For the plan of salvation.
大卫王成为以色列的王是因为救恩计划的一部分。
It wasn't because God wants to give him a career as a king.
并不是说神要祝福他成为就是把做君王这件事这么简单。
So we have to decide.
所以你我要做这个决定。
Do I want to live life for myself, my plan, or do I want to live life in God's plan?
所以你我要做一个决定，我们的生命是要为自己而活呢，还是为了神的这个计划而活？
Do I surrender my will to God or do I insist on doing things myself?
我们是想把我们的意愿降服在神面前，按照神的心意而行呢，还是按照己意而行呢？
And that's why Christians fundamentally misunderstood what does it mean when God says he has a plan for your life.
所以当我们基督徒去误解这一点的时候，我们有一个很基本的一个错误。
God is not looking at your own life plan. God does not selling insurance.
神并不是只是看过你自己看中的那个人生的计划，并不是给一个人生的保险。
He has a plan for your life that fits into his plan of salvation for mankind.
神给我们每个人特地的人生计划，是让我们来成就神给人类这个救恩计划里面的一个。
He chose you because he loves you.
神爱我，拣选我们是因为他爱我们。
But he has a work for you to do.
但是神有一个使命让我们去做。
He has a purpose for your life.
他在我们生命当中有一个特定的目的。
And if we accept this plan of God, we become alive.
如果我们接受神给我们这个计划的一部分的时候，我们的生命
会活过来。We will have the power in us.
我们有从神来的能力。
And that plan is far more valuable than any career that we can have.
这个所说神给我们的计划比我们在世上的任何的职业都更加有意义。
You see, we can all be doctors.
我们每个人都可以。
Not all of us. We can become doctors.
就是在世上有很多的职业我们可以做。
Or we can be a chef.
我们可以做医生，我们可以做厨师。
But are you being a doctor as part of God's plan? Are you being a chef as part of God's plan?
但是你在这世上谋生的这个职业是不是也是神给你的计划的一部分呢？
What does this mean?
什么意思呢？
You can just look at being a chef.As a career, or you can say, my chef, the chef that the, being a chef is my ministry.
很多时候我们看，如果我们比如说做厨师这个职业只是一种职业呢，还是这个职业要成为我实现神在我生命中计划的一个途径？
Do you understand the difference?
大家明白这个不同之处
吗？ I want to be a doctor. I want to be a chef because it's my career, it's my plan.
很多时候我们要成为医生，我们要成为厨师，觉得是我的旨意，我的意愿。
Or do you see it like this? I'm a doctor, I'm a chef, because it's the plan of God.
或者你这样看，我要成为医生，我要成为厨师，是因为这是神给我生命中计划的一部分。
I believe God. I believe I'm a chef. I believe I'm a doctor, not by accident. I believe God has planned it.
我相信我成为医生或成为厨师并不是偶然，而是神特定的旨意当中而实现的。
So that I will treat that person, I will meet that person, so I will serve that person because they all need to know Jesus.
以致我通过我的职业我的工作我可以遇见某些特定的人以致让我有机会跟他们分享耶稣。
Every day when you go to school and you are a teacher, do you see that is God's plan for your life? That you will touch those children?
如果你是老师的话你没有看到你的工作也是神给你的计划一部分那你在学校见到每一个学生你会触碰他们的生命。
Because that is the plan of God for the salvation of those children. God needs you to be in that school.
因为这是神给那些孩子们的救恩计划一部分神需要你在那个学校里面来触摸他们的生命。
So that when you wake up say God let my words be your words let me touch those children like no other teacher can touch.
所以当每天早上你起来的时候你的心态是主啊让你的话语成为我的话语让我所说的每一句话能触摸这些每个孩子的生命。
Can you believe that God wants you to be a teacher? Because God's plan for your life is to touch other people's children so that you can bless them so that you can help them in their lives.
所以你相信是不是神的计划来呼召你成为教师以致借着你这样一个职业来触摸很多孩子的生命。
Then suddenlyYou are a teacher not because of career. You are a teacher because of God's ministry for your life.
所以如果好像突然如果这样想的话你成为教师并不是只是选那种职业而是神来使用你的成为一种事工。
If you're in a Chinese restaurant or takeaway,
如果你在一个中餐馆或者一个外卖店
Do you believe that God wants you to be a, want you to work in that takeaway because there is people that you need to touch?
如果你有没有想过神今天要你在这个外卖店这个餐馆做工是神要借着你这个工作来接触一些人。
How many times when we just say to people, hello, God bless you, and you just smile. How do you know that's not God's plan? So that you can cheer that person up, so that you can transform their lives. It could be just that one smile that could save their lives.
有多人们有没有想过当你在偶然遇到一些人你对他们讲一句神祝福你的一个微笑其实会带他们生命改变都是神计划的一部分因为你的微笑一句话会改变他们的生命。
Otherwise, when you go to work, it sounds meaningless.
如果我们没有这样的看见的时候我们去工作的时候好像都觉得是好像毫无意义的。
But that one day, just your smile, just say hello, God bless you, that could save that person's life.
但是如果我们有个不同的一个心态的时候我们可能有一天我们一个微笑一句问候都会改变一个人的生命
That's the purpose of your life.
这将成为你生命的真正的
一个计划 Each day when I get up,
每一天当我们起来的时候
I'm looking for God's purpose on my life.
我们都在寻求神的目的在我们的生命当中
There is something that I must do. There's somebody I must meet by divine appointment because my meeting them could be the day that I save their life.
可能我们想祷告说每一天神会给我们遇见一些特定的人遇见一些特殊的事情以致让我们可以借着这样的人和事一些然后让他们的生命得救
Do you see how valuable you are?
但你没有看到其实我们每个人是多么的宝贵
When you say yes to Jesus
当我们回应主耶稣说是的时候
You become a vessel of love
我们就成为这个爱的器皿
Today when you say yes to Jesus tomorrow you become an instrument for God
今天如果我们对神说是的时候明天你会成为神的一个器皿
When you go back to your workplace you are no longer the same
当我们明天再回到我们职场的时候你的生命会发生改变
life may look meaningless might look mundane for you but you are in the right place for God
但是可能之前你觉得你的生命没有意义但是如果你这样 看见的时候你会觉得每一天都会不
好 God hasn't called us all to be preachers all to be evangelistsBut God called us all to be vessels for Him.
神不是呼召我们每个人成为牧师，成为宣教士，但是神呼召我们成为他的器皿。
So tomorrow when you wake up,
明天当我们起床的时候
，whatever job you have, wherever you're going,
不管你做什么工作，不管你去到哪里
，you are fulfilling God's purpose in your life.
我们记住一点，我们都在实现神在我们生命中的计划。
Somebody is going to be blessed because of you.
有某些人会因为你而被祝福
Something you say
因为你说的一些事
Something you do
因为你做的一些事
Amen.
Amen
And when we do that
当我们这样做的时候
Because of the covenant
因为神给我们的盟约
He will take care of stuff in our lives
神也会看顾我们生命中的一切事情
Amen
Amen
God will set us free from the chains that bind us every day.
神会把我们从捆绑我们的一切锁链当中释放出来。
We have to break free from them.
我们要得自由。
And the way to break free from them is to say nothing's going to stop me from doing God's will for my life.
让我们得释放的方法就是我们对神说，没有任何东西会阻止我们去实现神在我们生命中的计划。
Amen. So the decision is simple.
其实做这个决定很简单。
We have to see ourselves as part of God's big master plan.
我们要把自己看作在神这个大计划当中的一份子。
And somehow my, God's plan for my life fits into that life. That's one piece of jigsaw that gives me meaning.
好像我们就是做拼图一样，我们生命中发生的事情只是神的大计划当中的一部分。
Without that, we are lost.
如果我们没有这样一个认知的时候，我们的生命是很迷失的。
Without that, we are bound by chains.
如果没有这样子一个看见我们的生命好像被捆绑
着 Our life becomes consistent of from one fire to another fire, from one problem to another problem.
好像我们如果没有这样看见我们的生命好像从一个问题去到另外一个问题，一个火坑进到另外一个火坑
Our holiday becomes survival days.
好像我们去度假觉得好像只是存活而已
Remember your the last Christmas, a day off sounds like manna from heaven.
很多时候在好像圣诞节你的休息的日觉得是、哦、好像一个很大的一个休息
We worked so hard that we ended up I just want to sleep
你觉得好像我每天很辛劳的工作 我唯想做的就是休息睡觉
I just want to go into coma and not wake up
觉得好像我进入到沉睡当中不要醒过来就好
Is that life?
这是你真正想要的生活吗
You see Jesus done all of that in order to save us
耶稣做这么多为了拯救我们
He doesn't want us as Christians to have meaningless life
他不想我们每个基督徒有一个好像毫无意义的人生。
So、our job is to be faithful to God.
我们的工作就是要保持信实。
Whatever job you do, wherever you go, every day, you just say, "I'm doing this for God."
不管我们每天遇到做怎么样的事，遇到什么样的人，我们有一个心态说，我们做凡事都是为主而做。
He has people for me to talk to. He has things for me to do that will bless the people around me.
神有我需要遇见的人，神有需要我所说的话，
Amen.
我所言所做都要成为别人的祝福。
Tomorrow, when someone comes to your shop and you say, "Hi, good morning, here's your prescription," that could change someone's life.
可能第二天一天早上， Amen. 如果你遇见一个陌生人，你对他说"你好"，问一个简单的问候，说这是你的药的话，可能你一句问候会改变一个人的生命。
It's not about just preaching the gospel.
并不是只是。见到谁就说耶稣耶稣。
It is allowing life to touch people's lives.
而是允许我们基督的生命在我们当中漫溢出来，然后触摸别人的生命。
Become infectious.
感觉这个会受到感染。
Every time when people touch us, they get an infection.
当人有接触到我们的时候，他们也会受到感染。
And that infection gives them life.
但是这种感染是一种生命的感染。
Hallelujah! Let's spread that kind of virus.
让我们把这样的这种细菌传播出去。
Amen. You see, all God wants us to do.
神想让我们做的是什么
？Is to realize that He loves us.
让我们知道说神爱我们。
And that we have value.
然后我们在他眼中是很珍贵的。
We are a special treasure to Him.
我们是分别开来的珍贵的器皿。
And that is possible because of Jesus.
那么这一切成为可能是因为耶稣为我们所做的。
It is His covenant.
是神为我们立的新的约。
That enabled God to make me special.
让神可以让我们成为珍贵。
For me to be forgiven.
让你我可以得赦免。
And that gives me the purpose of my life.
以致让我们生命中重新有意义。
That other people must also receive this forgiveness.
也让其他所有的那些人也同样要领受相同的赦免。
They also must come into contact with Jesus.
所以每个人都要与耶稣有连接。
You see, we are the eyes, the mouth, the feet, the arms of Jesus.
我们是耶稣基督的肢体。
It is us who are in contact with people.
只有借着我们与人的接触。
But if we realize we are holy.
但是如果当我们知道我们是被分别为圣的。
Special.
我们是特别的人。
We look at people.
当我们看到众人的时候。
We talk to them.
我们跟他们讲话
We impart life.
我们把我们的生命传递给他们
Amen. No government can do that.
没有任何的政府可以做到这里
Nobody can do that.
也没有任何人可以做到这一点
Every single creation, every single creature needs the creator.
每一个受造之物都需要这个创造主。
So I ask you, brothers and sisters.
所以我这里的每在座的弟兄姊妹们
，to get rid of the lies of the enemy.
让我们要真的是不要去听仇敌的谎言。
You have a purpose.
相信我们在生命中都有一个目的。
What you are doing where you are is not by accident.
你现在所做的事情，你所处的地方，一切的发生都不是偶然。
God is in control.
神掌管我们的生命。
Amen. He knows what's going on.
他知道你发生的一切事情。
The moment you realize,
这当我们意识到这一刻的时候
then when you have the truth,
那我们有这个真理在里面的时候
the chains will fall off.
捆绑我们的锁链也会被
suddenly when I look around my own family, I look at the problem, they become smaller.
所以当我们在看到我们的问题的时候一切都变得 更加的渺小
了。When the chains fall off, I become stronger.
当这个锁链被打破的时候，我们变得更强壮。
I become more hopeful.
我们更加有盼望。
I become more positive.
我们变得更加的积极和乐观。
Because I realize my purpose.
因为我意识到了我的目的，
Amen.
我的人生的意义。
God wants us to enjoy Christianity, not to endure Christianity.
神想让我们去享受我们作为基督徒的生命。
Amen. When we get to heaven, we don't crawl there.
当我们去到天堂的时候我们不是好像啊半死一生就是凭着最后一口气爬到天堂。
Many Christians are crawling there.
可能很多人是觉得就是奄奄一息的爬到那边最后一口气爬到那边。
Finally, I made it.
最后终于我到了。
Or are you going to go marching there? Hallelujah.
而是你作为一个士兵一个精兵踏步往前走呢
?Let's not endure Christianity, let's endureJoy Christianity.
让我们来享受我们作为基督徒的生命。
Because we have a God who's good to us.
因为我们有一位很爱我们的神。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen. 让我们一起祷告。
Father God, I am so grateful to who you are.
父，我们感谢你是这样一位神。
You love every person here today.
主，你爱我们在这里的每一位。
Help us to submit our hearts to you.
主，让我们全心向你。
So that you can give us.Your plan.
以致你可以把你的计划注入到我们的生命当中。
So that we can do that which you called us.
主，我们可以去做你所呼召我们所做的事。
Let us see our jobs and our career in a different way.
主，让我们有一个不同的看见来对待我们的工作和我们的事业。
It has a purpose.
一切都会有一个目的。
Father, tomorrow when I see the children in my school.
明天当我们来做老师的，在明天在学校看到那些学生的时候。
Let me love them.
让我有基督的爱来爱他们。
Let me see that I can impart life to them.
让我看到我可以把我的基督的生命来赐予他们。
I bless them, Lord.
主啊，我们祝福他们。
I bless the children in my school.
主，祝福在我们学校的每一个学生。
I bless every one of them, Lord.
也祝福每一个人。
I bless all the people that work for my company.
主，也祝福在我们单位上的每一个员工。
I bless them, Lord.
主，也祝福他们。
I bless all the people that in my, work in the same office as me.
主啊，祝福在我单位的办公室的每一个同事。
I bless them, Lord.
主，我也祝福他们。
I bless all the people that work in the same shop and restaurant and kitchen as me.
主啊，我真的是给我一些在餐馆里面、在店铺里面一起工作的同事和人。
I bless them, Lord.
主，我祝福这些人。
I bless every person in my college.
主啊，祝福在我学校的每一个同学。
I bless them.
主，我祝福他们。
In your heart right now.
现在在我们的心中。
Bless the people that you see every day.
让我们把我们每天可能会遇到的那每个人，我们来祝福他们。
Let's all stand and say, Father.
让我们一起站在一起来说，父啊。
I bless the people that I see every day.
主，我祝福每天会遇到的那些人。
May you use me as an instrument.
主，求你使用我来成为你的乐器。
May I fulfill your purpose.
主，让我可以实现你在我生命中的一个目的。
Lord, I accept your plan.
主，我来接受你给我的一个计划。
I enter into your plan.
主，我来进入到你的这个大计划当中。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's lift up our hands and begin to bless our family.
主，我们祝福这些人。Hallelujah.
Lord, I bless my family.
主，我祝福我的家庭。
Hallelujah.
主，我祝福我的家人们。
Lord, no matter what happens.
主，不管发生什么样的事。
You love me.
主，你都爱我。
Although life is not ideal for me at the moment, but you love me.
虽然可能我现在面对的生命并不是完美的，但是我知道这个真理是你是爱我的。
Nothing can change the truth.
没有任何事情可以改变这个真理。
That you love me.
就是你爱我这个事实。
I am a special treasure.
我也是你眼中宝贝。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. King of Kings.Give us more time to pray. King of Kings. King of Kings. God.Thank you.
求你赤我们的心。
Help us, O God, to be free.
主来求你亲自赐给我们自由。
Free from the chains that bind us.
让我们从一些捆绑的锁链当中得释放。
God, we believe.
主，你住在我们的里面。
You will sort everything out.
主，你会让一切事情得解决。
In our lives.
在我们的生命当中。
That we may be free.
让我们可以得自由。
To fulfill the purpose that you have for us.
让我们实现你在我们生命中的那个特定的目的。
That is to bless.
让我们来成为祝福。
To touch lives.
来触摸更多的生命。
To possess your kingdom.
主啊，来得到主进入你的国。
To be filled with your power.
来被你的能力所充满。
Father, let your will be our will.
主，愿你的旨意成为我们的旨意。
Let your plan be our plan.
主，愿你的计划成为我的计划。
Help us to know.
主要帮助我们知道。
We thank you, Jesus.
我们感谢你，耶稣。
We love you, Lord.
主，我们爱你。
We love you, Lord.
主，我们爱你。
We thank you, Jesus.
主，谢谢你，耶稣。
I really believe the Holy Spirit is really touching your heart this afternoon.
我是相信圣灵在我们当中做工，来触摸你的心。
And that is why I can't just close the service yet.
就我现在我还暂时不能结束，圣灵还在做工。
We just want to allow a bit more time.
让我们给圣灵一点时间来继续触摸我们的心。
Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you.
让我们让圣灵继续对我们说话。
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am a holy person, chosen by you.
主，我们是你圣洁的器皿，被你所拣选。
Because you love me.
是因为你爱我。
You chose me today.
主，今天你拣选我。
To serve you.
来侍奉你。
Because you love me.
因为你爱我。
Hallelujah. You chose me today.
主，你今天拣选我。
To be your child.
成为你的儿女。
Because you love me.
因为你爱我。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.Allow the Holy Spirit to
Hallelujah, 感谢主。
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
圣灵，欢迎你来做你的工作。
Speak to our hearts now.
主要对我们的心说话，主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Some people now you're feeling the arms are completely numb.
我们有当中你觉得你心中有发生一些变化，
可能
你的手，可能你的左臂感觉有麻。
Find that your back.It's numb.
可能你的背后有一些麻痹的感觉。
Power God is on you.
神的同在，神的大能在你身上。
Your heart is burning.
你觉得你心好像燃烧。
That's the fire of God.
那是圣灵的火。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Some of you are feeling tremendous heat on your head.Your ears are burning.
可能我们当中你感觉有很强的一股热在你的头上。
That's the fire of God.
那是圣灵的火在你的身上。
Those of you online.
那些我们在网上的弟兄姊妹。
You feel it.
你来领受。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
The chain's gonna fall off.
所有的锁链被打破。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
感谢你主。
Hallelujah.
感谢你耶稣。
Father, I ask you to bless every family here.
主啊，求你祝福这里的每一个家庭。
Every person here.
我们这里的每一个弟兄姊妹们。
That you cover us with your blood.
主，你的宝血来遮盖我们。
The blood of Jesus.
耶稣基督的宝血。
To bless us.
祝福我们主。
To bless our children.
祝福我们的孩子。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Amen.
If you have prayer, come up.
大家请坐。
Stand in the front, we pray for you.
如果有需要，请到前面，我们为你祷告。
If not, join us for tea and coffee.
神祝福大家，大家也可以留步，可以一些茶点享用。